Shteyman once spoke in Yeshiva. We want to get to the second part. Dodan the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Omar Ravashi. Lemochor nasoik bechavron. Rashi explains. Lemochor nasoik bechavron. Nilmad al chavereinu. Shalom du toiro kmoseinu. שאין להם חלק לאלום הבא. אז מי שאלו אין להם חלק לאלום הבא. למוחר, נעסק בחברון. Tomorrow we'll be learning on our friends שלומדו תורה כמוסינו, שאין להם חלק לאלום הבא. Also מנשה, השתתה כמי. So מנשה came over, is one of the people that were applying to put in the list, חברינו שלומדו תורה כמוסינו, שאין להם חלק לאלום הבא. Omar Lei, so Menashe told him, Meheche kobatzine lepate. When you cut the bread, the challah, from where you cut the bread? Omar Lei, lo yadan? Don't know. Omar Lei, Meheche de batzine lepate lo yadate, vechavres korosli? You don't know from where to cut the challah, and you call me your friend? Omar Lei, so Ravashi answered him, Lemi Lemar, so you tell me, Ulemochor Eshne Bepirke Bishmoch, and I will say it tomorrow in your name. Omar Lei Meiche Shechomu Poneo, Ve'amulo Shechomu, it's well done. There's not Negev, because everything is the baker's. Omar Lei, Umeachar Dechakim Tekulahai, so Ravashi turned over to Menashe, and he tells him, מאחר דחתקים תקולאי, מיתיים מפלחינו לצלם, so why you did a bit of zor? אומר לי, have a awesome, if you would be in our days, have a shalifte לגלימה, you would pick up your gown, have a roi בשריו, and you would run to do a bit of zor. Of Shteyman asked, he asked, three starke kashas. Ravashi says, למוחר נעסק בחברון, שלום דותרק מסינו שאין להם חלק לא אלו מאבא. Also Menashe, Menashe comes over and tells him, Meiche kubatzine lepate? You know, from where? Lo yadane. Amar le meiche kubatzine lepate lo yadane vechavres korosli? You don't know from where to cut the bread and you call me your friend? Verstehe nicht. So he doesn't know from where to cut the bread. When Rav Ashi knew ganshas, yeah? What is the writer in ganshas? He wrote, yeah? So he knows ganshas. So Loshav Shteyman was. So he doesn't know once you've caught mimshnevuah. So I'll give back. Who knows? Me too. Who knows the sugyas? Second kasha. What if you would know? So then Menashe will not know what to answer him. Why didn't ask him when you get dressed what shoe you put on? Why decide to choose? But the main kasha, my Rav Shteyman, Rav Ashi turns over to Menashe, and you know. So tell me that you're so smart, and you know from where to cut the bread. So how you did it with the Zohar? A second ago, he said, "Lemochor nasek bechavron, shalom du terek moseinu." And Menashe is at least like me, knows shas. Yeah, he doesn't have a kasha how he did it with the Zohar. But now that Menashe also knows how to cut the bread, Menashe me'achar bechakim dekulai ba'itayim epalchinu letzalmo. So Rav Shteyman explained, Pshat. Rav Ashi said, Lemochor nasek bechavron shalom du terek meseinu she'ein lahem chelek lahem abba. Osem Menashe, Omar Lei, Meheche kabatzin lepate. From where you cut the bread? Omar Lei Adane. Omar Lei, Meheche de kabatzin lepate le Adane vechavras kores li, told him like this. From where you cut the bread? You go to eat gashmias. From where you cut the bread? If Rav Ashi would told him, I don't know, I'm not sure. Menashe would not have tainus on him. He told him, I never thought about it. Wasn't have kmina, I'm eating the whole bread. I'm cutting the slice. In the end, it's sliced, yeah? When you see the slice is sliced, is it different from where the slice is sliced? The slice is sliced, man. How was the answer? About the broche, the chashivus of the broche, to make it to be chal, where it's well done, well baked. The chashivus of the broche, the broche, the gashmus. Ravashi told him, we didn't massacre daita. We cut the bread every time. We don't think about it. I'm not in the same league of you. We ate gashmias. Everything was l'shem shamayim. Kodesh kedoshim. Kodesh kedoshim. Kodesh kedoshim. Kodesh kedoshim. We're not in the same league. Don't call me. I'm not your friend. No, don't call me your friend. I'm not your friend. Omar lei, me'acha v'chakim tiku leha, you're so kodesh v'toy. How it came to you to do Avodah Zarah. I know you're Talmid Chacham, but you're kodesh. You're toy. V'kum dirtzu zayin Avodah Zarah. Omar lei, if you would know the Yitzchak we had in our days, you would pick up the gleam and you would run after it to do Avodah Zarah. סתם, הרב שטיימן, זה רואים הדבורים. Person sits on a bench, doesn't lean to the back. Doesn't sit on an armchair. And he came once to shul, where Adav went. Came to Davin. Came to speak. After Davin, they gave him a nice chair. He pushed it away, he took a plastic chair. So I thought maybe it's choshev for kilayim, for the shittas. So I went over and I told him it's beseder, it's checked. arms, dos, elamase, bos nafich dos. Words of kilayim, he said. So chayalika from kilayim, so chilamase. I think this is a church of a cheer. Now, he came once to eat by my father, he was doing his trips. We were all made his trips. So he comes, father, choshev yidl, bavom gubit. But he comes, he doesn't eat by someone else, even if his name is Avraham Gurwitz. He has in the suitcase two pats. And he goes over to my shviger, the Rebbetzin could cook some potatoes. And this is what he's planning to eat. And then a lot of people came to speak to him. So he didn't have time to eat, so he put the potatoes in a bag, in the plane, he will eat from the bag. This is I know from one of the Nabais, for 40 years he eats the same breakfast, the same kind of cereal, not carry up, yeah? Saying, the Pashto ones, the Pashto ones. Kind of wheat with Epis water. 40 years, the same breakfast. Garbage. He could speak about not Nenem Eilomaza, yeah? But it's not what I want to speak about. So what he answered him? If you would be in our days, you would pick up your gown, Shalit Leglimed Adarai to Basrayu. What he told. I think the Hezber is what he told him. He asked, was a very stark Avodah Zarah. It's the Shem Yishmuel in our parasha. Shem Yishmuel says, Bilam HaRosha is going on his donkey. He's going. The Malach comes, bumps the deer, because he hits him. Hakadosh Baruch Hu opens the Pi HaOsa, and the Osa says, Lama Zayi Kisani Sholosh Regolim. Rashi says, Omro Lo Yivato, Hoylech Lekal El Umo, רמזלוי, לא של רשי, רמזלוי, ואתה הולך לקהל אל אומו שחויגגס שלוש רגולים. רמזלוי, ואתה הולך לקהל אל אומו שחויגגס שלוש רגולים. צריך לשם ישמול, בקוצקר. He's down, she told him as I'm all a person has to do bad. He doesn't want to do bad. So what he does? He brings argument. In the old days, it was a terrible Yitzhak of Avodah Zarah. Terrible. Pull the Avodah Zarah. So what? They wear big gowns. If you start to roam when you have a big gown, you trip. So they ran the trip. They got up. They ran the trip. They got there and there. Lighter. What's coming up? Menashe told him, if you would be in our days, you know what you would do? You'd just pick up your gown. It'd be easy to run. We put mafrim. Leider, ne gemar David Zohar. You're in a different level of us. You don't understand. If you would be in our days, you just pick up the mafrim that will not disturb you, that you will manage to do it. The Osin told him, Umo shechoy gege sholish regolim. Chazal say, Aliyah l'regel, b'lun teisit afdal l'mudbeis, mishan l'karka potom aliyah l'regel, d'gmor d'afchesem l'mudbeis. Why? State that the Iker Aliyah L'Regel was to leave everything what you have, to have bitochen, to go to the Eretz Yisrael, v'leyach modish es arzecho. was a very big Nisayon to leave everything to go to Eretz Yisrael. A huge Nisayon. A huge Nisayon. There's no alarm system, video cameras, yeah? You came back, the house was empty. Chazal tell the stories. No, it was a shmir. There's no purpose to come. The whole purpose is to have bitochen, to leave everything at the kalim. And lekaka, for big deal, you're leaving. You're homeless anyways. Mishiyesh lekaka, and he leaves everything. When Alice Laregel, does it in my. So you would think you would come to Eretz Yisrael, to Yerushalayim, to Beis Hamikdash. You see a ummah that everyone left everything. Again, no alarms, no phones, you know what's going. You're not sure if you come back, you're the poorest person in the world, if nothing is left or not. You would see a Tisha B'Av there in Beis Hamikdash. A ummah shechegeg, a shalash regolim. You're so excited. Shalish Mom Bashono. Vaharinu. Uma Shechegege Shalish Regolim. So excited to do it. Even though it's hard, they're excited. The Asim told Bilo Marosha, you're going to Mekalel Klal Yisrael. That's bad for you. Hashem doesn't want. You know that Hashem doesn't want. I know that Hashem doesn't want. And Hashem knows. The bus came in town, they promise you a lot of money, buy a smaller kesef resolve. It's hard for you to hold yourself. I understand you. I'm trying to help you, I'm trying to make it difficult. Kiss me! You hearing me? Lama zei kisani sholosh regolim, rom zoloi. Va'atoi lech lekale luma shechoygeke sholosh regolim. This woman, when it's hard for them, they're excited to do rotzen Hashem. And you hitting? Sholosh regolim. I understand, you have a Yitzhahara. No one will blame you to have a Yitzhahara. We understand. But to hit them afreem, Rom Zoloi, Va'atahoylech lekal el umo shechegeges. This is what Menashe told Rabashi. You don't understand the Yitzhahara that we had. If you, and our Madrege, we left the ground. No, that's coming down. We couldn't help it. And your Madreges, the people that are not Mekal el Degashmias, what you will do, you will pick the Glima. And I would write Basrayu, and you would run to do it. This is your madriga. This is what the Asim told him. Shatzvum, Dvorim Toivim. Person has to know. Big Yisrael. There's a special Tviyah for the Mekadosh the Gashmis. We'll get it in a second. A special tviya. Special tviya on a person that doesn't put down the mafreim. What is the pshat to put down the mafreim? A person goes away for a Shabbos. Not necessarily that he goes to a place that you're allowed to go. People go to a place you're not allowed to go. Yeah? But he goes to Tzfas. So okay, there's a gray area. Lamazon, you're allowed to go to Tzfas. I'm not. I was never there. No. Now he could go with a group of guys. That he'll be embarrassed if he doesn't get up in Shachis Kmo Yishe Tzorich. He'd be embarrassed if he will eat by a person that is not a Haredi, not a modern person, and Chashash Kashos. Yeah. Don't be embarrassed. The guy will tell him, what is the Hechsher? And he will say, yeah, but everyone eats here. And the guy will tell him, but... So you could take one guy like this with you, and you could, you know, you'll not be Nechsher. So, you know, that guy could spoil the whole trip. You don't leave him behind. That's the Shabbat. If you leave him behind, do this Bila Marosha. Bila Marosha. See, that asks too much questions. Stop. You know, you're spoiling it for everyone. Bilam also was hitting the Osir. It's almost like Bilam Arash. Leave it. Be umar shechegege shalosh regolim. It could be hard. But leave the mafrim. The guy can't help himself when he goes back in a plane and he wants to see the people that dance and the cheer in front of him. Yeah? He knows you're not allowed to, but he's not planning. But he knows every time at the end of the day, first hour he looks in the safer, the second hour the safer is closed, and the third hour people start to walk in front of him on the chair. Yeah? So he doesn't know, but there's a pashta eitzah. when he goes with someone that he's embarrassed. Not he finds the last seat in the back. And that is no mechila, if you understand. A person that takes a good seat, and in the end he fails, echad kum dem perish. But a guy that doesn't put the shmire, this is Bila Marosha. This is the madrege from Bila Marosha. Bocher has to put himself a shmire. I'm Eiriko from the Altman of Waldock. The Waldock, they say all the Meise, so here the Rebnissen Rajanka. It was a Bocher. So in that days, in the Waldock, you know, there's no, all these shears, there's no food. You ate out tags, you ate out my people. And yeah, if the problem is that the people that over the to support the Bochum, the people they didn't have what to eat anyways, yeah? So, you imagine half a piece of bread here, half an apple there. Huh? And this Bochum had cousins, modern a little bit. Instead of taking they had money, yeah? And they would invite him for Shabbos. And we would go there for Shabbos. You know, they had the whole mishpacha there. You know, migiret mitayer, mitayin, you know. After the whole Shabbos, he felt the yirida the ruchnias. People know that they go to the hotels. After the whole Suda, you know, you lost what you learned for the whole year, yeah? And then again, he would decide the whole year he's not going to get the yirida by these people, yeah? You know, he's not doing it again. Such a terrible zaf. Side the kasha, side the prince, shmira, say nine. Hanoshim, noshim, all the affairs, yeah? He's not doing it again. So he would go to eat by them. Cousins, his cousins of his house, his cousins, yeah. And he was speaking Gaher and Ahim. And then when he came back to Yeshiva, he felt mamish, everything. And again, Kabul, like Gmuri, he's not going there again. And again, a week or two, you know, they call up, and it's not comfortable, my parents. And also, he's hungry. You know, he didn't eat for another week, he started to lose weight, you know. He felt he has to go there, you know. Also, it's a mitzvah for his parents, and cousins, and mishpacha, to be very insulted. And also, the nice, you know, when it's Shabbos, all those are taken. But he gets it, and he would go. And again, after he ate there, he knew, it's not that. So he decided he has to do a prat. That's what they call it in the Waldorf. He gave him gas, he machte a prat. Prat, like, you know, the street, they call it, that he would go to buy nails on the drugstore. So he came there for Shabbos. And again, he's eating there, and slowly, you know, the yiridas, sitting on the couch after the meal. Because he decides he has to, you know, he knows he has to get rid of this insane, and he has to put something in the way, a glima. So when he finishes, he asks if he could get a cup of tea. They're very happy. Normally, he doesn't ask after the meal. You know, he stands in the door, shmooze for 2 hours, but he doesn't sit down, mamash, you know, in the teichas and the aveyas. So he just... the door. He speaks on the door. To make the Yitzhak feel good, he's out leaving and he stays until 2 o'clock. But the kids are, so he asked him to get a cup of tea. They were very happy. Oh, a cup of tea. So they gave him a cup of tea. He asked if he could take it to the yeshiva. The animal, they knew he doesn't carry. Oh, Baruch Hashem. They said, okay, how are you? They said, are you sure I could take it? He said, yeah, for sure. He opened the pants, he poured it into the packet. From then, they never invited him anymore. Put him a fria, dosidos. Bardomel, he has cousins, invite him every time, he doesn't know what to do. I said, next time, eat with your hands. Take the chicken. And I thought you did it, they never invited him anymore. They never invited him. It's so much aces. So much aces. No more pressure. They don't invite him anymore. And you get Gan Eden for it. Don't worry. A person has to know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu a lot of times has a tiny on a person. Put mafrim. Be smart. Asiloch tachbulos. Asiloch tachbulos. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us mafrim a lot of times. A lot of times the Ribbono Shel Olam shiks us mafrim. But we don't get the hint. We don't get the hint of the mafrim. We don't get the hint. We get upset and they're mafreim. Moses says, "La'olam yodu odom emokim raboi." She goes, "Imagine she ben geir oyochai loynosot shleim bas paroi." Person knows he's in bas from his rabbi. Sit closer to your rabbi in the seder that you can't come late. Every person knows. He knows if he sits in merkazi by night, no one checks when he comes. If you sit with the oilam and you don't come, they don't have a choshev. Every person has a way how to make himself mafreim. There's a bazundere tvir, a bazundere chiyu for a person to put himself sharp to make this mafreim. And I heard about it from Rav Shach that the real tvir, the real mon from a person, is not on the nichshel and the averas. Avad is a tvir. Avad is a tvir. A Moshe was a bacher once that was addicted to hear news. Once there was happening in the world, yeah, in the world, in the sport world, everyone has his mishugas. Now he was not holding in a madrege that he could mekaba on himself that he would not be involved. He's in the way to grow, but he's not holding there. But you know, so he's mekabel a kabbalah that he's allowed to listen to what he wants. So I'm not going if he's allowed or not. But he will never open the radio. If he needs to open the radio, he will ask someone to open it. Now he's a choshev guy. It's very embarrassing to ask, you know, I want to hear, you know, who ran after a ball. Yeah? So he would have to think twice. You know, maybe in a very choshev game, he would have to fight with himself. Zalonayim. It's not gishmak. So he won the Yitzhak. He put himself on mafriya. He's allowed to listen. But someone else has to know about it. It's without gishmak. Without gishmak. He says he's allowed to buy a newspaper, but he has to walk with it in the street before. Not to hide it here. I don't want people to start to walk with newspapers. So I got Zarifim, yeah, where enough we have that available with the stores here, yeah. But a person has to know. The chokhmah is to put a mafriya. This was the taina al Bila Marosh, the Kotzke Rebbe Shem Yishmur. The taina of the Olsen was Lama Zahi Kisani Sholoi Shregol. You're right. I'm stopping you. And you want to go. Go! What Hashem tells the Bilam Vaita? Im likroi lecha, go! I will be happy that I try to stop you. Be happy that it's afsoke. It's all about the bocher. Some people, they can't hold themselves, yeah? They have to know if they get messages. It's good. We're not connected to the world. Chas v'shalom, if something happens, you know, the Twin Towers falls again. So, you know, he has to have every minute to be connected to know. The tvi on this person is not that he looked on this phone in the middle of Seder. Why he didn't shut it when he came into this marriage? You're going to learn. You plan to look? Nah, ma pito. Plan to learn. So shut it. Shut it. Another guy is standing in Israel, Israel, or Shiva doesn't live. I'm going without. The halacha of the yeshiva, let's have phones and that. Beheda, yeah? Behelem, that sad, with the isu. You're leaving the phone open, then you stop, you're doing kroim, kroim, 10 times in the middle of Seder. What do you answer? I was very curious, I couldn't hold myself. I understand you. Just shut it. But so now, if you don't shut it, means you're planning to let your Yitzhahara to tease you 10 times. So Hashem gives the Yitzhahara.